Louis Vuitton Cup takes a short break now, and from a competitive point of view, until the 14th of May, when the semi-finals, the best of nine series, will commence. There's a break of just 4 days, and I imagine that just about everybody will be taking some well-earned rest during this time. We've said goodbye to the seven eliminated challengers. Now it's time to concentrate on the top of the fleet. At the end of the two round robins of the Louis Vuitton Cup, the top four teams are Emirates Team New Zealand on 38 points, BMW Oracle Racing on 37, Luna Rossa Challenge on 35, and the Desafío Español on 29. So unlike in the round robin stage of the Louis Vuitton Cup, where every team sails against everybody else once per round, the semi-finals sees one team pair up with another. They then race each other every day until one of the two teams wins 5 points. 5 points are needed, and each race is worth 1 point. None of the points won so far during the acts, bonus points, or the Louis Vuitton round robins carry forward. Everyone now starts with zero. So the first to win 5 points moves on to the Louis Vuitton Cup finals, where they'll meet the winner of the other semi-final pair. Great racing today. Finally, we've started to get fantastic, reliable racing. We saw an unbelievable split on the first beat of the big match, maybe a sign of the kind of things to come that we might have during the second half of the Louis Vuitton Cup. But the win put Emirates Team New Zealand top of the pile and gives them the right to choose their partner. So without further ado, Dean Barker, who do you choose to sail in the semi-finals and why?
Well, you know, it's always tough in any match racing event when you have the opportunity to choose, because top four teams get there because they're sailing well and are fast, and you know, with the guys and the teams here, it's no exception. So it's a little bit, you know, choose your poison, and we've made the choice to race Spain.
Desafío Español. So Team New Zealand. Emirates Team New Zealand will race Desafío Español, and BMW Oracle Racing will race Luna Rossa Challenge. Dean, why did you choose Spain? Why didn't you choose one of the other two?
Well, you know, it's always difficult. You know, when you you know, you look at the different teams, the results we've had, and things. You know, it's you know, it's never going to be easy to make a decision. It's, you know, like I said, it's choosing your poison. You you go to a lot of these match racing events, you quite often you choose a team that you sort of think you're most comfortable against, and it can sometimes come back and get you. But we look at you know, the different teams, and you know, we've had good racing with the Spanish. You know, they're a fast team, they're sailing well, and you know, we're looking forward to racing them in the semi-finals.
Chris Dixon, BMW Oracle Racing. You seem to be pretty sure about the left-hand side of that first beat today, and that kind of determination maybe have removed the chance to choose your partner, but maybe that was a good thing, no poison choice. Can you tell us about the first beat and how important it would have been to be able to choose your partner here now?
The left-hand side of the first beat today wasn't so good, and the right-hand side of the beat was very good, and Dean and the guys did a nice job of doing the right thing with what they had on the right-hand side. So well done, Dean, nice job, and well sailed today.
Do you think it's important to be able to choose? Is it worth fighting for, or is it just worth fighting for to be the top of the pile?
I think it's certainly worth fighting for. That's why Team New Zealand was out there today, and that's why we were out there today. So the bad news for us today is that we lost a boat race. And the bad news is we don't get to choose our poison. And the good news is we don't have to choose. So,
Carol, you were picked by the top boat. If you'd been in their shoes, what would you have done?
You know, as Dean said, there is no easy choice. You know, all those teams are very strong, and sometimes you choose, and what Dean said, you should beat this team, you think you're going to beat this team, you should be comfortable with the team, but then you lose against them. So I think it's always a difficult choice, but I think Dean made the right choice by choosing us. It's going to give us the opportunity to pay them back open invoices. So I think, you know, it's great for us to race Team New Zealand. We are very proud, actually, to reach the semifinals. We achieved our goal, and we really looking forward to race.
What, Carol, what can you do over the next 4 days to profile your boat and your team to be most competitive against Emirates Team New Zealand in the semifinals?
You know, nothing specific. For sure, we're going to take 2 days off to collect some more energy, and we are working now on specific things in order to make a little bit more, you know, our boat going faster, and you know, we're going to work a little bit more now on the strategy. But you know, what you haven't done in your 2.5 years, you're not going to do it in 2 days. So you know, we got to keep the momentum going on and keep doing our job as good as we can, and you know, let's have a good racing.
Francesco De Angelis, Luna Rosa, you're finishing third in the round robins. You may be with the toughest pairing. It's unlikely that it'll be 5-0 either way. How can you adapt your boat to sail against BMW Oracle and your team?
It's never an easy exercise. I may speak with Chris if he gives me some information at the end of this press conference. it's always difficult because, as we've seen here, it's not easy to forecast the weather. So if you think about not playing that game, hasn't been easy for anyone so far. So I think at the end we'll use the days that we have from now until the start of the racing to think which is the best puzzle to put together for the racing to come.
Do you think that the racing you will get against BMW Oracle, I'm assuming you're going to be successful for the purposes of this question, excuse me Chris, just for a minute, but will the racing you get against BMW Oracle Racing be as valid to you as doing in-house racing with your other boat and your second crew?
I may not have understood the question.
Is this more valuable to race against BMW Oracle Racing in terms of improving Luna Rosa Challenge than sailing against your second boat in-house racing?
With the due respect for all the rest of my teammates, sure, when you race another team is always it's more valid because you have things at stake when you train. If you don't think so properly, you can repeat the exercise, and it's always a different game. When you race another team officially, when there are things at stake, you have that chance and that's it. So it's a totally different game, and I'm sure that through the racing you always learn and grow, and I'm not very I cannot say that I'm surprised of the setup of these semifinals. So that's what we were being preparing ourselves for, and I'm sure that the guy that will come out from this will be a strong competitor.
Would you agree with that, Chris? It's more valuable, this kind of racing, than in-house racing?
We've just had 22 or 24, whatever, days of very, very tight and close racing amongst a number of teams that aren't up on the stage tonight. There's a lot of the teams that are on their way home tonight that have given us all a very, very good run for our money and have taken some races off a number of us. So the challenger group as a whole is very, very strong. I think it's fair to say from all of the teams up here that we're all stronger today than we were 3 weeks ago before we started round robin racing. So no question, that's one of the advantages of being a challenger in the Louis Vuitton Cup is we get to do a lot of racing, and it counts, it's for real. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and we're all getting stronger every day we go out there.
Well, Dean, I'm going to keep going with this line here. Does this mean that this challenger group here, that's all that's left of the Louis Vuitton Cup now, is heading in the right direction to be able to overcome the defender? Well, you were obviously just doing in-house racing.
Well, you've got to believe that all of the teams here are a lot better than they were, like Chris said, 3 weeks ago. And I think as the semi-finals come on, and then you know, as the event progresses, the teams are going to be much stronger and match hardened. You know, I know from a defender's point of view, it's always difficult to get the same intensity, to learn as much as you can about your own boats relative to the other teams, because you just don't get the chance to race them. So to get the different look through the round robins is very valuable against all the different teams. When you hone in against one competitor, as you do in the semi-finals, and then you know, hopefully from there, whatever happens from there. But you get to try and gear yourself to what is going to make you successful against the other team. And so, I think for sure, the challengers here have a very good chance. But there's absolutely no question in anyone's mind that Alinghi is still a very strong team. They're fast, and we saw that clearly in Act 13. And whichever challenger does make it through is still going to have a huge job to be able to beat Alinghi.
Go to the floor now.